Carries. Our next order of business is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for April 8th, 2024. Are there any questions with those?
I don't have any questions. Do you have any?
Nothing? Okay. This time I entertain a motion for the approval of the regular session minutes for April the 8th, 2024.
I move to approve the regular session minutes April 8, 2024.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. At this time, we'll start our planning and zoning rezone request. I'll turn it over to Mr. Scott Sterrett.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the April 16th, 2024 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information from Taney County Planning Commission for each case is Exhibit C, Taney County Planning Commission meeting audio files for all cases to be heard at this County Commission meeting and public hearing is Exhibit D. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard. Our first case this morning is order number 01-16-2024-02. So on January the 8th, 2024, the Planning Commission failed to pass a motion recommending the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 19-6.0-14-001-006-017.000, which are lots 50 and 51 of the Ozark Paradise Village located off State Highway 86 Ridgedale. The existing property is zoned R1, Single Family Residential District. The rezoning request is for C1, which is Neighborhood Commercial District. So if you turn your attention to the screen, to the left side is our 86 bridge. I've got the parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. Our yellow is the R1. The pink is C1, and this green is C2, and this bright green is O for office. Here's just a little closer view. So our parcel, if you look back, our parcel for tax purposes actually consists of two lots, lot 50 and 51. And then just a few photos. I'm actually standing across Highway 86 looking back towards the lots.
And now I'm standing at the front of the lots, give you an idea of the highway. Looking back to the east and back to the west. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant's representative.
All right. At this time, would the representative for this case please step forward, state your name and your position with this?
My name is Don Ingram. My address is post office, well, 219 West Pacific in Branson. I have a law office there. I think I've already submitted or sent this to the commission yesterday evening, but let me hand you what's Exhibit 1. It's probably very similar to some of the things that Scott has there. In fact, most of it is out of the application that was made to the Planning Commission. I was not there at that time.
Mr. Ingram, do you want us to...
I'd like to admit that as Exhibit 1.
Move to accept and enter the record Exhibit 1 as presented.
And this is sort of historical progression.
Wait, hold on, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a motion and a second to enter it into Exhibit 1. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. I sort of begun with when Oakmont was originally established, and I've highlighted certain parts of the restricted covenants for OPV, and you'll notice over on page 2 that lots 50 and 51 are among those that are accepted out. They're not limited to residential use. And then once you get past that, there's a plat map there, a survey that was filed, and I've highlighted those lots that are not accepted or that are not part of being restricted to residential use. My point is, even back in the 60s when this was done, when this subdivision was platted, it was anticipated that these would not be single-family residential lots. Now, I know that the commission can zone them any way that they want, but I'm sure back at that time that those were done that way because it was anticipated they would not be residential lots. The next one is the overview, which I think Scott basically has already given you. It points out the lots that are what's the commercial areas out there, including that of the plaza across the road on the south side of 86, and then to the east of this particular lot is the storage facility up there, and that was lot 7 of this original plat, and it was from the very get-go, it was intended to be used for commercial use also. The next one I have, the next sheet, is the lot itself, the one that California Enterprises owns, and you can kind of see it how it fits into the rest of the area out there. The next one after that, and I think I was not at that original meeting when it was the application was turned down, but I didn't see anything written in the the information I got from the county, but there was an entity that had spoken out against it or had done something against this Cody's Cabins. And they're the ones that are shown there just, I guess, off Oakview Drive. And Cody's Cabins has 5 nightly rentals there. They didn't want a commercial in the neighborhood. As far as I'm concerned, nightly rentals are commercial. So they didn't really have much room to complain or not like what they've done. The next one, it was just the original application that submitted by California Enterprises. At that point, some people by the name of Cherry were making the application. The next page is just a picture. I suspect that Scott's shadow we see in that picture, that he was probably out there taking a picture showing that the property had been posted. The next one just is rezoned C1, Carrie Cherry, and it shows the parcel in yellow there, and then the property across the road. Is that pink? Is that multiple family nightly commercial, or is that nightly rental, or is that commercial?
Neighborhood commercial, C1.
Pardon me?
The pink is C1.
Pink is C1, okay. Mm-hmm. What is the green then? I thought the green was...
C2, general,
okay.
General commercial.
I'll defer to Scott then, whatever he says is right. But my point is, it's commercial. Now, the next sheet I thought was kind of interesting and relevant, next three sheets. I went through and had my staff highlight those people or those owners. This is the notice that was sent out by planning and zoning, notifying everybody out there that there was going to be a request for a change from this property from single-family residential to commercial. And the ones that are highlighted in yellow are the ones that apparently the people actually live there. You'll notice as you go down through here, even some of these that have a Ridgedale address, they're all LLCs. I would say that, I don't know, this 2841 State Highway 86 is the mailing address. I think that might be that commercial outfit across the road that does the nightly rentals. So there are very few entities on here that actually live there. I think the only ones that I recall were the Community Improvement Association sent in a letter. Gary Hopp had signed it, opposing it on various grounds, which I found rather interesting in that the association had originally, when it was set up, it said that was designated as commercial anyway, since it was up on the highway. The next sheet after those that I've put there, actually what I've done is I've gone through, and this may be redundant and you may not even care, but I've tried to show the people that actually live out there, where they live in relation to that property. I've given you aerials of those. So there's nobody that's, the only one that's really close to it was Jess Blevins and his wife. And if it's the Jeff Blevins I'm thinking of, I think he used to be the coach maybe in Hollister, the basketball coach is my recollection. The bottom line on this property is not residential property. Where it's located, what's around it, and in addition to this property across the road, oh, a couple of months ago when my law partner and I went out there, he was talking, I was in there talking to the guy that ran the coffee shop in that little strip center where the nightly rental people have their offices, and there was something going on down behind, and he was just kind of wandering around and noticed there seemed some sort of sawmill operation down there. And apparently what that is, I wouldn't call it a sawmill, but whoever is down there, I don't know whether it's big cedars themselves or whether they sub it out, but it's some outfit that splits all the wood and saws all the wood for the cabins for big cedar for their fireplaces. So, I mean, this is not like this is a quiet residential neighborhood. And the point I'm trying to make is this is really commercial property. We would appreciate your considering the rezone. I know it was turned down 8-1 at the Planning Commission. I don't know how it was presented. I don't know what was done. But I think this is clearly commercial property. And if you go out and drive along 86 there, with the exception, I think, the Blevins house, there might be one a little further to the west. And they're kind of shielded by all the vegetation and the trees. It's very heavily wooded out there. And that property falls off pretty good, too. But there's nothing else out there that's residential. Everything is commercial. Or there's commercial businesses there. Maybe some of them were grandfathered. I don't know. So we think that what we're requesting is consistent with the neighborhood. It's consistent with the way that's going to develop out there eventually anyway. And for that reason, we'd ask that you override what the planning, not override, but you all have the ultimate decision. I think the only one that voted for us was Devin Sonnenfeld when I looked in there. And I remember, I think, the first commission, the first Planning and Zoning Commission she was ever at. And I know Devin pretty well. I've never talked to her about it. But I think she made a statement in the record that she worked for White River. She was their business development person. And so if it was going to increase business, she was going to vote for it. That particular night, I happened to want to oppose what was being increased, so I didn't like her vote. But I think we ended up being successful anyway that night on that particular project when I was there on planning and zoning. So I'd be glad to try to answer any questions that I can.
Does the commission have any questions for Mr. Ingram at this point? Ma'am?
Actually, I think he's done a very good job of presenting us the information we need.
Okay. If there's no questions for him at this time, then we'll
thank you very much
for a second. And then, yes, sir.
Okay.
And then, is there anyone else that wishes to speak in favor of the project or the rezone? Okay. Hearing none at this time, if there's anyone that wishes to speak in opposition, we would entertain hearing those at this time. Okay. Please step forward in the order in which you all choose. When you do, if you've signed up, please. Please state your name and your address when you step up to the podium, please.